All right, we're talking now with Anthony Martucci, who is the Winthrop High School girls basketball hockey coach. Let's get it right. Winthrop girls hockey coach. And coach, 11-0 after today's win. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Coach, tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow, because Shawshin, a tough team. You guys played them, looks like, what was the score here, 4-1? No, where is it? You have...
Yes, it was 4-1. It was Beverly.
Beverly. You got Beverly today. You got Shawshin next. Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow of this game today, Coach.
Well, I tell you the honest and honest truth. I thought that Beverly played a really good game. They were physical. They were tough. And they gave us all we could handle today.
I'm guessing you're probably led by your usual cast of characters. You want to tell me how your seniors played?
Yeah, absolutely. Our four captains, starting with me and Norris, and then the three triplets, Emma, Julia, and Abby Holmes, were terrific as always. Emma Holmes had a goal on a penalty shot, which is kind of cool to see in a high school game. And she had a really nice goal on a penalty shot. And me and Norris played fantastic at both ends of the ice. Just great back checking, great forecheck. And obviously, Julia and Abby are great players, and they all played well.
All right, a game like this, you have to depend on team defense. What about back in net? How'd that go?
Yeah, our freshman goalie, Riley Tous, has stood tall for us so far in every game. She's not called upon a ton. We don't give up a ton of shots, thank God. But she's fantastic when called upon, and I can't ask for anything more right now.
Coach, I talked with the St. John's Prep coach the other day, Coach Hansen, and he mentioned the word complacency and how you had to prevent that in high school hockey. And, I'm looking at some of your scores, and I'm wondering, have you had to deal with that? Because you've got some really big margin wins, and then you've got some close games as well. So how's that played out?
Well, right now, the way it's going is it's very, very difficult to answer the bell game in and game out.
Mm-hmm.
And these other teams are all coming. And they're bringing it, and we got to try to answer that, their intensity level and also their energy level. And so far, we've been able to do it in some games stronger than others. But it's just really, really good to see the girls working hard. And it is. It's not easy to be consistent. And it's not easy to continue to not get complacent. But the girls really have done well.
Is there kind of a letdown, Coach, after the holidays and the kids get back at it? Now it's a grind again in terms of getting up, going to school, practice, and all that other stuff. Do you have to work at that too with the kids?
Yes, absolutely. This week was midterms, and all the girls were studying hard. And they the one thing about our team is we preach the scholar athlete, and we happen to always have class presidents on our team and other things that are very good for the school. So they work really hard in their studies as well. So this week was a tough week for us. We had no game in the middle of the week, and they were doing midterms, so it was a long week for them. It was a long week of practice, long week of midterms, and then come out for a game. And Beverly was a stiff challenge today.
Yeah, and you had a sort of an early game as well on this Saturday. Final couple of questions, Coach. 11-0, and I haven't looked at the power rankings. I'm sure you're up the top, but 58 goals scored, and you've only allowed 8 goals in 11 games. So, tell me about that process. Is this a staple of Winthrop girls hockey that you got to be pretty proud of?
Yeah, we pride ourselves, on being built from the net out, obviously. But our defensive coaches are two very good coaches, Chris Palmer and Taylor Brown. They work very well with our defense, and all our defensive players are strong. We have Avelina Coffey and Tegan Pereira, who are both freshmen. We have a sophomore, Amelia Spencer, who is fantastic. And then we're very lucky to have a junior in Adriana Rosado, who's playing very good hockey. And then our leader on the back end is one of our captains, Abby Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very lucky to have the core that we have back there on D.
Sounds like a nice mix, too, of veterans and younger players. Finally, Coach, Shawshin coming up. And again, let's talk about complacency, because you had a rather lopsided win earlier, but you don't have them for another week yet.
Well, we see them actually this Monday.
Different
schedule got changed.
Playing
them Monday. And it's going to be at our rink because there was a little ice challenge getting ice. So they're going to have their home game at our rink, which is good for us and good for them too, because at least they'll get the last change and other things like that. But Shawshin's a good team. I know that the win was lopsided last time, but I think they were missing a few players in that one. So we're not looking past them. We know they're going to be a stiff challenge, and we're ready for it.
All right. So between now and then, I didn't. You know, thank you for correcting me.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's because I'm just looking at. You know. So do you practice on Sunday at all, or do they take?
We're trying to get ice right now. I don't know if we're going to be able to because it was kind of short notice. But we had to make this change because there was just no ice available out their way. So we were supposed to play them on Saturday the 28th, but it didn't come to fruition, and we couldn't get any ice at our rink until Monday. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get on the ice tomorrow or not. I highly doubt it. So it's going to be a day off and then back to the grind again.
Well, no matter what, this is going to be a memorable game, you know, with two games in 3 days, and plus Shawshin with a home game at the Larson. That's one for the books. So,
yes, absolutely.
Congratulations again, Anthony, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Take care, Coach.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. That is Winthrop High School girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.